All right, we're here today. This is Henry Harlow, and we're here today to do a recording with Florida Attorney Sam Acini, who's going to answer some questions for us or some issues for us and educate us, because I certainly don't know anything about the topic around basic issues in Florida divorce. So I'm here to get educated by Sam and learn some things, and I trust you do as well. So, Sam, I guess it's time to kind of just dive in there and teach us a few things about the basic issues in Florida divorce. You want to talk to us about that?
Sure, Henry. Thank you. I understand that it's an emotional time. You know, people going through the divorce process, I've been there. And our firm believes in being there for you throughout the process. Most important asset that you have are your children. And if there are children involved in the divorce, can get very emotional at times. The basic information to file for divorce in Florida is you need to be a resident of Florida for 6 months, and that you have to allege in your petition that the marriage is irretrievably broken. In other words, even if the court ordered counseling for you, there's no way that you can save the marriage. Both parties don't have to plead that it's irretrievably broken. If one party pleads that it's broken and the other party still wants to try to save the marriage, most times the court won't order counseling and they'll grant the divorce. Now, children, it all depends what ages they are. In Florida, children emancipate, which means they're considered adults at the age of 18. So most times when we're talking about time sharing and parenting plan, it's for children under the age of 18. We also consider shared parental responsibility. That's the public policy of Florida to grant parents rights to make decisions regarding health, education, and welfare. Sometimes when there are drugs or alcohol, domestic violence, and those kind of issues involved, the courts can grant sole parental responsibility to just one of the parents, which means that they will make decisions in those areas solely without the input from the other parent. In some cases, ultimate decision-making is also granted where the parties can't agree on what they're going to decide as to education or medical issues. And the court sometimes will grant one parent ultimate decision-making with regards to education and the other parent ultimate decision-making with regards to medical to lessen the problems and arguing that's going on regarding how they're going to manage those issues. Timesharing is where...
Okay.
Then we have timesharing now in Florida. There's no more custody. So before it was one parent got the primary residential parent. The other parent was granted visitation. And along the way, we fought for men's rights. We argued that visitation was more like a prisoner got when they were in jail, and that both parents should timeshare with their children. So the timesharing more or less spells out when the children will spend time with each parent. And then we add a parenting plan to that. And a parenting plan is pretty wide open as to, you know, what schools they'll go to, doctors they'll go to, who'll make decisions regarding what doctor will go, they'll go to in the future, what schools they'll go to, are they going to go to college. I've had parenting plans where we decided if the kids were going to get tattoos. So they can get pretty extensive as to what you put in those parenting plans. Then timesharing also affects child support. If you can get 40% or more of the time sharing, that'll be changing in January to 20%. it affects the amount of child support that is paid. The other issue we deal with in divorce is equitable distribution, which pretty much is a starting point at 50-50.